Look with your head.
Underneath their makeup, cosplayers are ordinary people who now and then get to be extraordinary.
You get into the costume, you get into a new character, you get to be somebody else for a day.
Cosplayers sometimes buy costumes and masks, but most of them create their own outfits and often compete in contests at events such as Comic-Palooza, a convention that showcases genres including comic books, science fiction and fantasy, as well as gaming.
They get to really show off different types of craftsmanship. And there's a lot of pride in that, a lot of professionalism for some of them.
We are a part of a group of leathersmiths. We work under a master leathersmith. And everything you see here, we actually had a part in creating.
While many cosplayers may seem like extroverts who enjoy showing off in public, quite a few are introverts who are more comfortable with a mask or makeup covering their face. One self-proclaimed introvert is Jim, who came to Comic-Palooza from San Antonio, Texas.
It helps me socialize, and it's really helped me a lot.
Jim says he often recommends it to young people he meets who may suffer from shyness.
Because they might be, you know, introverted just like I was, and so we're kind of helping them come out and be able to talk and socialize.
Cosplay helped this hero get the girl. But for most players, the real thrill is just getting into costume.
And it's really exciting, you know, to step outside of your life and really be somebody new.
There are cosplay events all over the world now, and an international competition is held every year at the World Cosplay Summit in Japan. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.